a little bit, a few more seconds left, but we're going to start the Mishnah 26a1. This is the last Mishnah that addresses Kinyanim straight. We're going to still be talking about Kinyanim the next two Mishnahs. This is talking about the last items, how you're kind of them. Later on, the Mishnah will talk about Hegdish, talk about Kinyan Chalipin, but we're talking now about how you acquire both land and Metaltlin. That's what this Mishnah is about. Again, as we've mentioned multiple times, first Perik in Kedushin is really a Perik of Kinyanim. We get into it because we want to talk about acquiring a woman, and therefore we talk about acquiring everything else as well. So, Kol Nechasim Sheyeshla Machrayas, that's land. And the reason it's called Yeshla Machrayas, you can rely on them, is they ain't going anywhere. I mean, land doesn't move, can't hide land. So therefore, when people lend people money, or when people want to collect, they rely on the person's land. Because the bottom line is, he can't hide that. Money can be hidden. Metaltlin can be hidden. Land can't be hidden. Niknin b'kasif b'shtar b'chazaka can be acquired either through transfer of money, or the moicher writes a lekeach b'shtar, or the moicher authorizes the lekeach to go do a chazaka, and by acting like an owner, that makes it his. That's land. Nechasim she'en l'machrayas, properties that you can't rely on, meaning the metaltlin. Niknin im nechasim she'esh l'machrayas can be acquired together with the chasim of Abachrayas, with a kesem star b'chazak, meaning this is the halacha of kinyan agav. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah does not discuss how you kind of metaltlin. It does not say that. Metaltlin is nicknamed the Meshicha or Bagbah. There is no, I don't think there is mentioned in the Mishnah, in this perik, of how you kind of metaltlin. I don't think it mentions it. It now just saying that you can acquire metaltlin together with land. So how you acquire metaltlin, the Mishnah does not address. Where? I lost you. Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry. I didn't notice that. Shailam Akhlaiz, thank you. Thank you very much. Shailam Akhlaiz, Enik Nelab Mishicha. Now that's a Makhlaikish, Rabbi Yechon, and Rish Lakish, whether it's biblical or rabbinic. Rabbi Yechon holds, biblically, Kesef kind of metaltlin. Rabbanan came along and made a takana, the Kesef is not kind of metaltlin, the Mashiach is kind of. And Rish Lakish holds, biblically, Mashiach is kind of, that's a sugyim of Matziah, not for here. Nechasim Shesh, Eina Lamachrayas, Niknim Nechasim Shesh, Lamachrayas, Bekesef, Bestai, Bekazaka, this is Kinyan Agav. When I buy a piece of land, along with it, I can acquire metaltlin, and that's based on a pasuk, as we will see in the Gemara. And we don't swear on land. But if one swears on metaltlin, the person can do a gilgul shvua. Gilgul shvua is that once the person is swearing, I can ask him to swear on other things. Those other things can be karka as well. So for instance, let's say Reuben and Shimon are having two dinei Torah. One about karka and one about metaltlin. And the karka one is not swearable because ein nishba ma'akakas. I can't make a person swear in karka. That's derived from sukkim. So now I'm making him swear in metaltlin. So now I can throw in that he should swear in karka as well. That's called the gilgul shvua. So the zaykika means the nechasim she'en l'machrayas can force, as the nechasim she'esh l'machrayas, the shav aleihem to swear on them. Rashi. Anybody that lends money or whoever is owed by his friend relies on them. They're there. You rely on them because they ain't going anywhere. You dig a little bit. This is Rashi Shita. Walking around the boundary, Rashi holds as a mean of acquisition. Tysus argues. Tysus says walking around the boundary is not a chazaka. This is totally how to learn a piece of Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara discusses this, and it's elsewhere also. It's in Baba Kama, and it's I don't remember the second place it is. I don't remember.
Bava Metzia 14b.
Is there? Could be. Could be.
Rabbi Foreman says.
Thank you. I know, I parrots, either locking it, meaning fixing the lock, fixing the door, or breaking it, kosher. Nigdim nechasim. Port a little bit. Rabbi can be port to dig a little bit. Port him into a little bit. Nigdim nechasim and mocha betaltim makarka. The guy sells metaltim together with karka. He was shekana lekeach is that karka be'echem b'shloisha kinyanim. The lekeach bought the karka with one of the three ways of acquisition. Nigdim metaltim mima. Automatically, the metaltim can doesn't have to be can be acquired that way. It automatically transfers ownership, even though no kinyan was done directly to the metaltim, but that's called agav along. Agav means along the way. V'zaykikin nechasim halolu she'en lemachrayas. These properties that one doesn't rely on, namely metaltim, the kamayu butana that the Tana is talking about, as a nechasim she'esh lehem to swear. The Krashi Avakam Danish Bo Malkarkos Lubaba, one does not swear and live, Kidinab Kulambishwas. But Hekhid the Tonic Kalum the Kakos, if there's a double Dentira, and it's Chayav Lishba Metalklin, and he has to swear the Metalklin, Zaykin the Metalklin is a Kakos Lishba Lehem. So the Metalklin force the land that you have to swear in that as well. I think, how does he translate Zaykin? I use the word force, but I don't know if that's the require. Subject? Okay. Hi, Zaykikin and Nechasim Koi. She'en l'machrayas. Zaykikin is going back that the Nechasim force, the love of Bezin, it's not Bezin forces, it's the Nechasim she'en l'machrayas force the Nechasim she'esh l'machrayas. Bezin doesn't force on Karka. You can't make people swear on Karka. But if he has to swear in Metalklim, the Shvua Metalklim forces him to swear on Karkos as well. This is called the Halach of Gilgul Shua, which the Gemara will elaborate its source, that once you're making a guy swear, you can add on other things that he wouldn't have to swear on. Sancti Gemara Vayta Bekesta Minola. How do I know land can be acquired through money? Amar Chananya Amar Krav Sadois Bekesta Yiknu. Can buy fields with money. In the same capital it says, write a star and sign it. So maybe that is the kinyan. You need both, Rashi says, the Havamina is. You need kesef and star. So the Gemara iksiv yiknu l'besayb to the kamrat. If the Torah wouldn't have said the word, the Navi wouldn't have said the word yiknu. So after star is mentioned in the pasuk, then you would be right. Now the Navi is telling us, you need two-step kinyan. But hashda d'ksiv yiknu mi'kara, it says sadas b'kesef yiknu, so then kesef kani, that means the money made the acquisition. Shtar raya ba'almahu, shtar is just a proof. When it says k'sayim b'sefer, it is just a proof to the sale. Rashi.
You may prove this meaning in the shtar also works.
No, you don't need it for there. Again, Yirmi was told to sell a field. And he was told, Sadus Bakesiv Yiknu. And he was told, Ksayv the Sefer Vachasayv. So, what was the kinyan? He didn't make two kinyanim. One kinyan is adequate. So, obviously, we would have thought that you would need both. That's why the Torah told you, that's why the Rabbanu Shlom told them to do both. And the answer is no. Kesiv is the Yiknu. And the shtar was written that 20 years from now, or 50 years from now, one would be able to prove that he acquired it by having a shtar, which kesef can't help because people forget the fact that money passed hands 50 years ago.
Like you said, it doesn't exclude shtar being a...
It's not discussing that. Again, it's not meaning, I guess, I just want to make clear before people get confused. This pasuk is not telling you anything about shtar. If you know star is kind of, you have to know it from somewhere else. This pasuk is not telling you anything about star. Rashi, ve'ma dik star ba di kesef, d'chsiv, v'chsoy, v'sey, v'chasoy. Zogti gemar vayt. Amarav. Lo yishonu al b'mokim she'en kaisen is a star. Avu b'mokim she'kaisen is a star lo yikana. Now, Rav says a practical thing. Kesef can be kaina. But if the minhag ha'olam is that they don't recognize transactions till a shtar is written, then it's like an automatic condition that when you give the money, you're not kaina. Again, money can be kaina. But if the way of the city is that nobody acquires land till a shtar is also written, that became their minhag. Not because it became necessary, but that's the custom they made themselves, which means there's no gemiras das, there's no set decision till that shtar is written. Because in this city, without a shtar, it's not viewed as an acquisition. So in this city, that becomes the halacha. But not because money doesn't have the ability, it's because people don't mean to sell it with money. Because since the custom of the city is not to sell anything unless you have a shtar, so everybody understands that the money transfer is not a finality. It's just handing it over on condition that we write a shtar. And if we never write the shtar, I'll get my money back. That's what Rav is saying. Let me read it inside. Amar Rav, lo yisharu el b'makom she'en kaisu mis hashtar. Avu b'makom she'kaisu mis hashtar, v'ikana. The parish, but if he explains, if the buyer says, I want the option to either acquire it with money or with shtar, which means he wants to put in a clause that he can change his mind after the money, but the seller can't. This is financial clauses. Guy can make conditions. If a person wants to put that condition in, that we're going to write a shtar here, we're going to give money, but I want to have the option of what is the final sale, parish. It works.
Even if you're in a place where they don't...
This is in a place where they write a shtar. So you can say, the buyer can say, I want the option of being able to make the decision, what is the final sale, which means I'll give you the money, but if the prices go down, I'm going to change my mind. If the prices go up, I'm going to say that was the kinyan. I have that option. I want it, again, it's not built in, but I can make financial options. That's my condition that I want to make. The seller can say, no way, I'm not agreeing. But if he agrees, he agrees. There's nothing holding him back from making conditions that are to his benefit. You can make conditions as a buyer. The seller can either agree or not agree. That's up to him. Nobody's forcing him. So if the buyer makes that condition, it is a valid condition. You other have an ibar oven. He's of an ara. Amar iba ina b'kasbi ikni, iba ina b'shtar ikni. He said, if I want, I should be able to use the money. If I want, I should be able to use the shtar. Because iba ina b'kasbi ikni, the misa l'mehedel must have been sued. If you want to change your mind, you won't be able to. Iba ina b'shtar ikni, the misa l'mehedel hadrabi. If I want to change my mind, I'll be able to. Yes, doctor.
With the minhag, what we're talking about in short is that the minhag of a place can modify the effect of a deraisa.
No. I don't like that terminology, no.
That's what's bothering me.
It's not that. The minhag can determine when people are gomer das. Let me explain. Kinyanim are not zeres hakasavs. They are ways that the Torah recognizes an act of gemiras das. And unless otherwise specified or assumed, it is a sign of gemiras das. So if I want to buy a piece of land from Mr. Goldstein, and I pay him money, right? That money is unless otherwise specified, the fact that he agreed to take my money means he agreed to sell it to me. Now, he can claim afterwards, give me 2 minutes, he can say afterwards, I never meant it. We say to him, by taking the money, which the Torah recognizes as an act of transfer, unless you specify differently, it works. But if you specify differently, it doesn't work. If Mr. Goldstein would say, I'm taking the money, but I reserve the right to change my mind in the next 3 years, he has the right to change his mind in the next 3 years. It's a conditional sale. In a mokum shekaisun es hashtar, every transfer of money has a built-in condition. That's all. It's not going against the deraisa. It's a condition in the deraisa, which you're allowed to do.
Absolutely, but this is a different thing. This is in terms of minig. But what you're saying, in short, you can do it in 10 seconds instead of 2 minutes, is that what is derais in transfer is gemiras das.
Gemiras das without an action doesn't work. You need an action to show the gemiras das, correct?
So the action, something is not gemiras das. I mean, that's a definitional thing. That's Wittgenstein. The gemiras das doesn't exist without an action, no problem. But what you're saying is that by whatever means, and further thing, the limitation to shtar and such like that, is that the rabbanan or derais, are you saying that itself?
It can work biblically.
So that is defined as biblically as a limitation on method showing gemiras das.
Because he didn't show gemiras das. That's what it is. It's conditional. Condition means I didn't show gemiras das. I left a condition in it. That's what condition means. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, lo yishon of the kone b'kas v'luchudei el b'mokim she'en regilim lichtu shtar mechira. In a place where they don't write a shtar. Lekana, the kivin de regilim b'achi, lo yishomcha dayt at l'keach. L'keach does not assume that he bought it out of nukit shtara. It's as if the seller made a shtar, a condition. The Lekeach understands that since this is the way of the land, this is a built-in condition in my transaction, that the seller can still change his mind. The Ikudaita Litnas of Lestaru. And what happens is he recognizes that the main transaction, the one that will count and lock it in, is going to be the Shtar. However, if the Lekeach went in a city where they have a minig to write a star, but he speaks out, I want the option. That's what Rebbe Baravim did. Iba Ina. Why did he say that? He wants to lock it in that he could change his mind. And he writes a shikna li kasbi. I want my money to acquire it. Bimahuba lagzer, yarmalai, and he writes a shay kasbi kaini. I don't want my money to be kaina. Achi of yashtar. The chol's manchli kibart yashtar, exerbi. And as long as I didn't take the star, I won't have the right to take. You can make a condition. You can say, I'm buying this piece of land if you go upstairs and spit wooden nickels. Again. And that's not a tie you can keep. I'm saying you can make any condition in the sale. The Torah does not bar us from making conditions in the sale. This is the condition that the guy made. In a condition, you need the other person to agree. You can't force him to agree to a condition. He has to agree. If he doesn't agree, he can say, Zay gezunt, have a wonderful day. I'm not selling it to you. Yes.
I haven't heard that one in a while, coming from a part of the country where they actually did have, at one point, wooden nickels, like the market. Let's say that you and I took a trip to Steve Warren Buffett, something like that, and that in Omaha, where the market
is. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know. Meaning, what if two people that don't have the minig are now in a place that has the minig? I don't know. I'm sure not right. I'm talking about it. Not a gay here. Meaning, it might be that by being in Omaha, that becomes an automatic condition. Or it might be that since we don't know about it, we don't act that way. It's not. I don't know. I can hear Shiloh both ways.
That's exactly the question. But the reason it's significant is the difference. Obviously, anybody who's making a purchase on both sides can put in a condition. Whether or not the place can put in a condition, which is necessarily precondition.
Again, the place is putting in a condition because that's what everybody means in this place. I don't think you have to mix.
That's why I said.
Okay, could be. Could very well be.
Why are we stressing Lokea? The motion can also make his stipulation,
right? 100%. 100%. But Rabini Baravim was Lokea, and he made that condition. You're right. The Meicher can make any condition he wants, and the Lekeach can either agree to buy it or not agree to buy it. No, the star is written by Adam that says, Pliny sold his field to Pliny, signed by Adam.
They would even agree towards what happened.
records what happened is not a kinyan. Now, the Achrayim do talk about, and again, we're not learning Cheshem Mishpat now, but the Achrayim do talk about if in a place where the government has to recognize the sale by filing the deed, is that ma'akiv the kinyan? I don't know the rules in the United States of America. When you sell a house, does it have to be recorded? I don't know. But they talk about it, that you need the government to file it as a sale, as a transaction. That part of a kinyan or not is talked about the Achrayim. They talk about it in Eretz Yisrael, but I guess it could apply anywhere where the government requires such a thing. I'm sorry? Again, whatever it is that ma'akev, but it has nothing to do with the Gemara. That's good shaila to Bismana there, where there might be an automatic built-in thing that till it's filed, it's not recognized. And that's the end of the Machusa. Exactly. Once a kinyan is made, you can't be chayzer. And once a kinyan, until a kinyan is made, you can change your mind. Now, you might get the person, not you, the person who does this might get a mishapara. Because once there's a commitment to something, paying money is called a commitment, even though it's not a final sale. So that's a question of mishapara, sugyim bab matzia. We're not dealing with that here now. We're talking about, can he legally change his mind? He might pay a price for changing his mind.
That was as a shtar raya, right? So a shtar, if you're using a shtar as a kinyan, it's going to be a different nusach, right?
No. Not necessarily.
One says this is what happened. The other one says I'm using
the shtar kinyan says this is what happened. Then you transfer it and it becomes the kinyan. Like Ishtar Get says, Ruvain is divorcing Leah, and then you hand it to Leah, it becomes the Get. No. What creates the divorce? The writing of it or the handing of it?
Yeah.
It says in the Ishtar, he's divorcing now, as if it happened already. The Adam testify, Eich Sherubin and Amr Lalla Inzi, you know, Matarus Lachalad, right? The Batain Dabi Lachalad, he writes that's all written now. Again, I heard you three times, and I'm answering you that the Shtar Kinyan can have the same words as the Shtar Raya, except the transfer of it can affect the Kinyan.
What's the wording of the Shtar Kinyan?
We have watched Ruvain sell the land to Shimon.
That's what the Adam.
The Adam signed the star. The Adam signed the star. Then when you transfer that star, it becomes Shimon's.
Transfer of money happens usually after.
In this place, it sounded like it happened before. Again, is this all what the minig hamakom is? If the minig is not to give the money till after the shtar, so then shtar won't work till you give the money.
And when you give the money first, it still doesn't take.
Depends on the minig hamakom. That's what the Gemara is saying. Kesef or shtar has the ability to affect a final transaction. However, if the custom in the city is that it does not affect the final transaction, it does not affect the final transaction.
And
nothing to do wherever you are. It's a custom of the city. It can be the minig of Cleveland Heights. I don't know. Whatever is recognized by people as final transaction, that is the all it means is not because it impedes the ability of the transaction. It shows us, no, it doesn't show us Gemira's Daf. We need to see final agreements. If the minig in the city is this is not final agreement, we did not see final agreement. That's all it means. I'm going to throw something in just to make people upset at me. What happens when you buy something in a store that has a return policy? Is it not yours? Do you have the option of voiding the sale? Or is it pshat that you bought it and they promised to buy it back from you?
The latter.
Lav Kamina.
Could be a Lav Kamina. Could be a Lav Kamina. Again, if you go back, you bought a pair of shoes, and now you're returning them, and they have a policy that they take it back, right? Does that mean that you have the option when you bought it to void the sale? Or does it mean I bought it, and the store is committing itself to buy it back from me, which I think is what happens, but again, I'm just throwing that out there. Because again, it would depend what the Minhag HaMakom determines. Now, a store can have a no-back policy. We don't take a final sale, no returns accepted. So it says. So that means that when you go and take that item, it's yours, can't do anything about it. And the store has a return policy. Right. What does return policy mean? What does that mean? You know, most of the time it means that the store counts on 90% of the people never coming back even though they're not satisfied. That's why they do it. If they thought that people would really come back and they're not satisfied, nobody would take anything back. Yes?
That's an excellent question, but there are at least three different types of that. Number one, as you mentioned, no returns allowed. Number two, returns allowed le'olam. And number three is returns allowed for 30 days. Where it'd be negaya is if you bought a lul of an esrog from a store which had a return policy.
Right, that would be negaya, correct. If it voids the sale, it means it never was yours. If they commit to buying it back, it was yours, correct. That's where we again. Trust me, no Lululemon Electric store has a return policy.
I'm aware of that.
But that's you're right. I mean, that's anyway.
It's like any place where you have to have ownership of something.
Exactly. The question is, do you void the sale when you go back with your pair of shoes or not? I don't know the legality of it. Just curious, just threw that in to show where a difference it can make. Right. That's my right. Uber star. Manila. How do I know that star works? Elam is in the civil service saver bechasoyim v'hoyed edim. The same pasuk we brought before. Ram mit star raya ba'omu. But we just answered that that's a star raya, that's not a star kinyan. Ela mahocha. It says v'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. Yirmiyah said, I took the scroll of sale. That shows us that the sale was can be done. I hate to use the word committed. Can be done with a scroll. Rashi, Sefer HaMikna, Alma Yesh Kinyan Av Sefer Levadai. See, Rashi is being very careful. It's the same story. He was kind with Kesef. So how can we prove that Shtar works? So Rashi says it's not the story that shows us Shtar works. Because the Erkesef was the thing that worked. What shows a star worked is the fact that Yirmi referred to a star as Hamikna, that it could achieve sale. What achieved sale there was Kesef. It's the same story. But the Pasuk threw in an extra word. Yirmi said, V'ekach ha-sefer Hamikna. Why did he call a sefer Hamikna? It did not achieve the transaction. Zakrashi, Alma Yesh Kinyan Apasefer Levadai. That was a way of teaching us that there can be a Kinyan with a star. Not that it was in that case, but that it can be. Yes. I agree.
Wow, it's very sad. He says very bad what he said. I have to call him up today. He said this refers to the document which he used to purchase his cousin's field, not to the property mentioned in note 8.
Prophecy.
Not to what? Oh, not the prophecy.
The other one is just the first statement was what his intent, what the Nebuah was.
Maybe I'm wrong. That's how I understood it. Maybe I'm wrong. He's learning I'm wrong. I have no proof that I'm right. It's just I knew it was the same transaction, so I figured he followed the rules of before. What he's saying is that he didn't do it that way.
I believe Rebbe.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. Now I can run for president. Right. Zogt die Gemara, Rebbe, Tarmashmu, Loishtonu, B'shtar, Matana. when does star work? By a present. But by a sale, it is not final gemira's das till he sees money. I can write a star, I can give it to you, but it's understood that it's not meant to be final till money is handed over. Rashi? The seller does not make up his mind to sell it at the kibbul damim. So Rashi is explaining, one needs the other unless otherwise specified. Meaning, each one is an independent kinyan, but the derech ha'olam is, we want both. We want to see the money, that's the mecher, he wants to see the cash. And the lekeach wants to have a star in his hand. Until then, he's not gemar das.
Yeah, and when a person gives the star to marry his wife,
that's because she's not expecting money.
That's, I'm saying that's hard to.
She's gonna rob him blind later on in life, but meanwhile, she's not expecting money.
So that we.
She wants a credit card. That's all.
That the spark only is she'll take a star and she'll worry about the ring and stuff later.
Exactly.
And then this it's the opposite.
Exactly, because the woman is getting married not for money, and for selling a field, you don't sell it for being a nice guy. You sell it because you want money.
Well, I mean,
you can give a present, but if you're selling it. You want money. I'm not selling it for without money. I need to see my cash. Now, you can be mafarish differently. They can both come to an agreement that the star itself should be a kinyan. But you need the meicher to agree. Masa Rebanuna. Bestar Ketzad. How you kind of star. Kasule aliyor lacheres. You write on paper or on pottery. Apishem bem shavapruta. The star does not have to have any worth of money. Sade mechura loch, sade nesuna loch, arzu mechura lemsuna. It says clearly arzu mechura. Doesn't say a word about needing money. Zakrashi, arzu mechura nesuna kasalka daitach ayoik tanit, either a sale or a present. Humaisu lavu mefarakla, remaikha shadeya mitmeira asa. There's a case when you're selling a field because it's rotten. So there, the first thing you want to do is make sure you got that sale done. You'll get the money later. You don't want the lekeach to back out because this field is not a good field. You want to unload it. So the first, you write a star, you're willing to sell it to them now. You didn't see the cash yet? It's okay. You don't want to be stuck waiting for the cash because he might back out. And if he backs out, then you're stuck with the field and you don't want to be stuck with this field. So you're willing to give it to him now and take your chances about getting the cash later.
Only in a case of a bad field?
In the other field, why are you all selling it? You wouldn't, you're not, the assumption is that you don't sell a field, you don't get rid of a field quickly, only if it's something that's hard to sell. Most of the time, it's not hard to sell a field. So it's a seller's market. If it's a bad field, it's a buyer's market. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Meir said, the Nichele, the Likni Star, the Lekeach, the Echle, the Matzilim had to pay. You don't want the Lekeach to be able to change his mind. That's the first answer.
So it's a different rules by the quality of the field?
Exactly. Well, who determines if it's good or bad? I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, obviously, it's something.
He's trying to sell. He's not going to tell him it's a bad land. He's hoping to do his homework, and he's trying to unload his field.
I guess it has to do with the field that the guy needs to unload, or to a field. Again, I'm trying to figure out the right words to say in English. There's two reasons to sell a field. One, you need cash, and one, you got to get rid of this field. It's just not worth it financially. The one that's selling a field because he needs cash has the ability to wait it out a little longer because Lamaisa, he needs the cash. He wants the cash. He's not going to sell it if he doesn't see the cash. Why should he sell the field and then have to go to collect the cash? He wants the cash. That's why he's selling it. He wants the cash. So he's going to want the cash before he makes the transaction. The guy who's selling it because it's financially bad field, it loses more money, is not interested now in getting the cash first. Because the longer he waits, the better chance that the seller will find something out and back out. So he wants to make this a final sale as soon as possible. He might not have to go for the money afterwards. That's easier for him than taking the chance that the buyer's going to back out. When you sell a vehicle because you need cash, you want the cash. Yes.
I like what Dr. Harris said in that this is something there is, I don't know of a benefit in not selling the field. There's not property taxes that I'm aware of. I could be very wrong on this, but if you keep the field, it isn't costing you anything. No one's going to wander across and break their leg and sue you for a tort or anything like that. Whereas if you need the money, you need the money. So it reduces down to a single case, which is the person who's selling. As you have mentioned many times, saying that nobody wants to sell land. And it's not like they can even sell land unless they're giving it to Hector.
Again, there are pieces of land that are guy views as a bad land. Now, you're right. He doesn't have to do anything. He just let it sit there. But letting things sit is not making a living. You want to make a living. You want to make money. You want to be earning something off your land. You need to be earning something off your land. So you sell a piece of land for two reasons. Either because you need the cash, and you can't worry about your earning power now. You need the cash right now, so you're going to insist on the cash. Or because this land is not earning money for you. It's not, and therefore, you want to unload it. You can get cash and do something else with the money that you can make money. So you don't need the money.
You want the money.
You want the money. But I want to get rid of this land so much that I'm willing to collect the money later.
In any case, they reduce down, as Moshe mentioned, they reduce down in the same case.
Well, you can always go and take that shorter to Basin.
Hold on. That, now I forgot how I was going to tell my fine dog.
Yes.
Saying even if you can't collect it right now, it's still worth it to sell it, get the shtar, because you can take it to Basin and get the cash. If you lose that potential buyer,
assumption of the Gemara is that you never had trouble finding buyers for land. People wanted to buy land. They wanted to buy land. It was an agricultural society. You bought land, you made money. You didn't have land, you were in poverty usually. People who sold land were desperate. That's what usually happened. So, Mamela, why would I sell land without getting cash? The only reason I'm selling it is because I need the cash. If it's a bad piece of land, I can't find buyers. So, therefore, if I found the buyer, I want to finalize the sale as fast as possible, even though it means extra work of going to Bethlehem to get my money. Yes.
When you said parenthetically that depending on who evaluates what, my impression, if I remember anything at all from the Bubba's, is that the three classes of land were something which were juridically definable. They were actual states, whether it was good land, intermediate land, or bad land. It wasn't something that's floating in the air.
Go over to him and say thank you.
Again, I failed to see what you're driving at.
No, I just said the parenthetical remarks made that depending on what this person considered to be good land or bad land.
Right.
I thought those were absolutes. Those were something that,
there can be lands that are worse than worse land. Even Zaboris made money. If not, people wouldn't have it. Even Zaboris made money. It has made more money. Bainan has made less money. And Zaboris made less money than that. But you still made a profit. You worked harder for your profit. But you made a profit. Whereas, Meichel Shadeh B'nei Ra'asa is that this land is not producing for you. You're losing money on this land. Now, you could leave it alone. You won't lose money. But not making money is losing money. So if I can get anything out of it, I want to. What's the buyer going to do with it? It's not my problem. Let's take my back to Ravachi Amar. You have a question? Go ahead.
Why does it have to say that?
Will you say something? No, that's fine. He's just jealous of you. He's jealous of you that you have a question. Go ahead, yes.
I'm
I'm not sure that's a good question at all.
It's always good, Rebbe. Whatever you say, Moshe, is good.
Why does he have to give an example of bad land? Let's say they had an auction and it's good land and he wants the highest price. It still comes out the same. He wants some price, whether it's good or bad.
Again, a regular person who sells land wants money. Why else is he selling the land? So he won't finalize the transaction till he sees the cash.
Right, but even when it's up for bid, this land, it's a wonderful piece of land. So the guy gets hot, the bidders get hot, and they overpay.
So they, again, the seller wants to see the money. That's why he's selling it. He's not interested in having to go collect the money afterwards.
What is this Bashar Ketzad? What's this really asking?
What?
How does Star work?
No, when is Star work? How does Star work, really? All the Bryson wanted to prove from there is that Star works by itself, by a sale. We said before, the Star only works if there's a transfer of money. So the answer is, there's sometimes that a Star works by itself.
Doesn't the Star always work by itself?
The Gemara said not that way. The Gemara said that if you sell something, you want to see the money before you want the Star to work.
We also said it depends on Menachem Mokel.
So Shmuel came along and said that by every sale, nobody is going to die till they see the cash.
So it has nothing to do with Menachem Mokel.
It is the Menachem Mokel and everywhere.
You want to see the cash.
Buyers don't sell till they get cash.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sellers don't sell till they get cash.
But he's disagreeing with what I thought before.
There was talking about money. Where the seller is willing to sell as soon as he gets the cash. The buyer doesn't want it to be finalized till he gets the star. So he wants more time. Here we're talking the other side. The seller doesn't want it to be finalized till he gets the money.
Other cases where, let's say, a person can get government money if he doesn't own any property. So he'll want to sell the property.
And thank you for living in 2023.
He'll sell the
property. In the time of the Gemara, the government didn't give you free handouts.
Okay, so 2023, that's where that is.
In 2023, you'll have to go ask a rabbi out of Paschal Shai.
I did, my Rebbe.
Okay.
Am I
wrong? Like, no, you're not. Ravashi Amar.
What?
Ravashi Amar. The Matana Bikesh Litnalai. Ravashi says a different tarot. Let me explain. There's some people that give presents, but they also write the lotion of sale in the present. And the reason they do it is because it gives them both benefits. Beneficial to the body, to the God. Listen, let me try to explain. I give a present to Rabbi Cohn, a piece of land. Then somebody comes and claims that the land was his and takes it away. Rabbi Cohn can't come to me and say, "Do you pay up for the present that I take?" It's a present. A present does not have a assumed commitment that I will repay him in case it gets taken away. I gave him a present, and then somebody took it away from a previous loan that I had, and there was a lien on this land. He took away the land. He comes now to claim for me what? That the present didn't work? So the present didn't work. A sale has an achrayus. Sale means that the seller is saying, if it gets taken away from you, I will back it up. I will give you money. So if I want to give Ms. Rabbi Cohn a present and give the present much more power than a regular present, I will put into the shtar that I'm giving it a present and I'm selling it to him. I'm not taking a penny from him. But I'm not really selling it to him. I'm giving it as a present. I'm putting in the language of sale. It makes me committed that if somebody takes it away from him, I will back it up. Therefore, that kind of sale can work with a star. Because it's not really a star, it's a present that I want to be able to do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Rabashi, I'm a ton of big fish law. He wants to give him a present. So why does it say mecher? So mechura nesuna doesn't mean mechura oinesuna that we thought in the Havamina. He means he wrote mechura unesuna. It's sold and given to you. Why is he doing both? Because Kedeliapas is kaiche wants to strengthen the power of the recipient. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. This bride, when it says mechura and nesuna, is talking about a present. The kula chadehi, it's one case. The lav ayoik tani, it's not either a sale or a present. Lakach v'kach kasev loy, this is what he wrote him. Sade mechura unesuna lach, sold and given to you. The yapas is kaychay, he wanted to strengthen the power of the recipient. I like Rabbi Cohn so much that I want to give him an extra power. If my Baal Chayiv takes it away, he'll come back and take the money that's written in the shtar as if he paid, but he didn't even pay a penny. So I'm writing to him, I am selling you and giving you this field for $10,000. What it means is I'm giving him the field. I wrote in $10,000 that in case it gets taken away from me, he has a right to ask me for $10,000. I turned the matana into a sale for his benefit. So there, the shtar is kind of, because I'm not waiting for cash. I'm not expecting cash. There, shtar is kind of.
Is the shtar the same thing as a title?
I told you, I don't know how titles are. I'm not getting involved in legalities. I don't know how they work.
That's all the paperwork that's involved, right?
I'm sorry?
The Gemara, the Star is all the paperwork that's involved.
Correct.
Yes, Dr. Cohn, Rabbi Cohn. In the case of a Tana, and
you wrote 10 grand, if it's taken away from me, I'm only 10 grand from that. If I wrote into the Star, Mechura Luch for $10,000, even though I didn't get a penny, but I wrote into the Star to give you enhanced power. Please, I like you.
You said because you said the word, because you said also the sunnah, right?
Yeah, but if not, then it's a sale price. This is a matana. Again, we're saying now that every sale needs more than shtar. It needs money. The only time shtar works by itself is matana. But the price is at mechura.
The pasuk says, that passage we had said, Ektaf is safe for a minute.
Right, exactly. 100%. So if you learn like me, meant the cipher has the ability to make a kinyan. If you learn like art school, it means he actually did it with a shtar, and he also paid. Without payment, the shtar wouldn't have worked.
Again, is this arguing with...
There's a brisa that made problems for us. Shmuel said that shtar doesn't work by itself because everybody expects money. The pasuk says shtar works. Shtar works when shtar works, like matana. But when there's a sale, it's self-understood that you don't want the shtar to work till you give the money. That's talking, so Ida Brisa said not that way.
Right.
The Brisa said Mechura Nesuna.
Right.
We thought it meant either sale or a matana. We're answering, it's a matana that the guy empowered as a sale.
Is such a matana that's not enhanced with that?
Yes, a regular matana. Yeah. If the Shtar would only say Nesuna and the Baal Chayiv took it away, I would not have to pay a penny.
So when Shmuel said Lo Shana El Shtar Matana, he's talking about regular without money.
Exactly.
This is a matana with a
achrayas. Correct. And the way you put achrayas in is by calling it a sale.
It's a good present, Rabbi. Thank you.
Don't go find the land. You'll find. I didn't say which land I'm giving you. Yes?
Do I remember, that title to land is simply being known as this is the land that allows you, for instance, someone to stay on the land for 3 years uninterruptedly with the knowledge involved, then that itself is title.
Correct. That is true. Again, that's not the point here.
No,
he,
like, it's just a definitional thing.
Right.
Was asking about title. I mean, title was something.
He wanted to know modern-day titles, 2023 titles of H. Starris. I said, I don't know how it works. That's what I said. Everybody have a wonderful, great day.